Icho nachlas Yaakov avicho. And you get back to Bizeicho nachlo like Yaakov avicho. Trashi nachlas Yaakov. Oh, this is why the Gemara says like Avram. Not doesn't say Avram. It says ki Yaakov. Like Avram, shekosa boy kum is halich boris leorko. Go the oritz leorko. For like Yitzchok, shekosa boy ki lechol lazarocho eten es kol arotzes el. It only says like this land. Elo ki Yaakov. It says if you're nachlas ki Yaakov, shekosa boy uparatzto yomo bekeidno tzvayno venegbon. But Yaakov, it says, will be pratzta all over. That's the nachli you get back, the fact that you're mechabit Shabbos. Hey, the more money you put in to spend on covered Shabbos, that's how much more money you get back from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shrashi l'oku l'voch b'eretz zuvul eretz zuvul ha-yaser. It's not for only this and not more. Or else the rotz says, el v'suloi, only these. Mashenken by Yaakov, it says, l'oshen of pratzta yomav, v'kein v'tzafayna v'negvam, mashme in gvul. You'll go all over. Rav Nachman of Yitzchok Amar Nitzel Mishubet Golis. The more you ma'anik Shabbos means the more money you spend l'kovet Shabbos, you'll be zeicha from Shibet Golis. You won't have to go through the pains of Shibet Golis. K'siv hocha v'chavticha b'masayoritz u'k'siv hosam v'yata b'masaymoi tidrech. That goes on Shibet Golis. Omer Rav Yudu Amar Rav Kol ma'anik es Shabbos. Whoever spends money to have good food on Shabbos is nice and loy mishalis liboy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you back what you want. Hey, since you spend money to mechaven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Oynik Shabbos, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha, is Hashem will give us back whatever your heart desires. Shenemar the Pasuk says, Bisana Gal Hashem, if you have Hanor with Hashem, that means you manik Shabbos, V'itin L'cho Mishalis Libcho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you back your desires of your heart. So at Gemara, Oynik Zer En Yodei Mao. What is the Pshat in this Oynik? What does Oynik Shabbos mean? We say the more money you spend for Oynik Shabbos, the more Hashem gives you back, and you nitzel and get Zeich and Achlet Blimitzorim. What does Oynik mean? Kishuwayme Vekarosel Shabbos Oynik. The Pasuk says, Shkol Shabbos Oynik, Hevi Oyme Zo Oynik Shabbos. It's talking about being Oynik the Shabbos. Make the Shabbos good. What does that mean, good? And to enjoy the Shabbos. Ba'me Ma'angoy, how are you Ma'anik the Shabbos? We have Yehuda Breit Rav Shmuel Bar Shelus Mishmei the Rav Omar Betav Shil Shel Tradin. You have to have good beets on Shabbos, a tavshil made from beets, V'dogim G'dolim and big fish, V'roishe Shumin, and the heads are very fat. Kids said that was Choshiva food. Because whatever it is, B'chol Mokim Shehem, whatever the Choshiva Oichum in your place, you're supposed to buy there and eat it for Shabbos, the Kovet Shabbos. Trashi Tavshil Shel Tradin Choshivu. He said, that time that was a Choshiva dish. Think beets was very choshev then. And Rosh Hashumin, choshevim hoyul hen. Was very choshev to have a fatty head. So if you eat the heads that were fat of the fish, that was a choshev achilam. That's called Oynik Shabbos. Yimanik, the Shabbos means you buy good food for covered Shabbos. And part of the pshat is, I mean, even though Shabbos is the Makor HaKadusha, Makor HaBrocho, but the pshat when Shabbos is Mekadosh the Gashmis. Shabbos is the Makor HaKadusha, it's Mekadosh the Gashmis. Therefore, there's an Indian to have more Gashmis on Shabbos because Shabbos has the koyach to mekadesh it all. It's like the more Gashmis you have, it's only not supposed to be just to fill yourself up. It's supposed to fill yourself up with covered Shabbos. But the kedusha of Shabbos is mekadesh d'achila. But poshet geret oynig means to have a good suda, eat well on Shabbos, spend the money to buy good food for Shabbos. Vayta Reb Chiya Barashi Omar Rav Afilu Dava Muet Ulechavet Shabbos. Is also harei zoynik. Vice says, if you can't afford too much, but you buy a little bit special to cover Shabbos, that's also called oynik Shabbos. Mahi, what's the little bit that you buy? You also mekayim cover oynik Shabbos. Rapapa kisa the harsna, type of a fish dish. Trashi dogim ketanim, small fish. Mutunogim b'shemen, it's mixed up with oil. Mutugna b'shemen, karb kabeim uvekemech, has like the shemen of the inside of it with flour in it. That's this type of a dish. That's called kisa d'harsana. That's like a middle type of class food. But if you bought it special a couple of Shabbos, you also mekayim oynik Shabbos. Omer Rabbi Chiya Barab, Omer Rabbi Yechidin. So the kitzur of the yisoid of these things are that you're supposed to spend what you can afford, and you shouldn't be stingy for Shabbos. Avad, if you can't afford it, you're not mechuyev to spend all everything. But something you could afford, just a question of being stingy and not stingy, you shouldn't be stingy and buy it to cover Shabbos. Omer Rabbi Omer Rab Chiya Barab, Omer Rab Yechinen, Kol HaMeshabes Shabbos Kechosoy, whoever is Shoy Meshabes, Afilu Oyved Avoyde Zoro, Kedor Enesh, even if he did a chet of Avoyde Zoro, is Moichlen Loi,
Bezchus the kikim of Shmir Shabbos, Hashem will be with you on the chet even above the zora. Shenemah the pasuk says, Ashri Yenish Yashre Zois Mechaloi is al tikur Mechaloi Ela Mochuloi. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is moichu you for the chet of the avoid the zora. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Ilmo Lei Shomru Yisrael Shabbos Rishona. If the Eden would have watched the first Shabbos after Matan Torah, Loi Sholto Ben Uma Veloshin, no Am Veloshin could have started up a Klal Yisrael. Shenemah the pasuk says, V'hiba Yom Ashvi Yotzu Am Lukoit. Right after Matan Torah, they went out on Shabbos to collect the mon. Uksiv Basrei V'yovi Amalek. His Klal Yisrael did a chet that they collected the mon on Shabbos. They weren't shomer the first Shabbos, at least some Yidden. So Machlam is there right away. V'yovi Amalek. Mashma, if they would have watched that Shabbos, they wouldn't have done the chet the first Shabbos, Amalek couldn't have come. Omer Rabbi Yechonah Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi, Ilmolei Mishamrim Yisrael Shtei Shabbosis, Kilchosen, it will ever be that all Klai Yisrael watches is a shomer for two Shabbosim straight, is Miyad Nigolim. B'schus zeh, right away the Mashiach will come. So be zeichah for the Gula. Shenemah the pasuk says, Koyamar Hashem Matsarisim, Hashem Yishmur Shabbosai. If you watch my Shabbosai, Mashma two Shabbosim. Uksiv Basrei, Vavyosim Alakoch, Elhar Kodeshi. Mashma, if you watch two Shabbosim, right away you be zeichah to the Mashiach. Omer Rabbi Yosi. Yosi said, Yechelki mi oichle sholosudis b'shabbos. Yechelki means, like, I should be among these people. Now, he's trying to say, even though people may think it's a poshut d'zach, no, he holds a chosher d'zach, and I should be among those people that are makpid to eat three sudas on Shabbos. Omer Rabbi Yosi, another midah was, Yechelki mi gomrei halal b'chol yom. I should be a part of the people that say halal every single day. For Gemara Eini, it's no good. V'yom amar, ha'kera halal b'chol yom, ha'reza mecharef ha'megadif. You like cursing the Kodesh Baruch Hu? It's no good to say halal every single day. So Drashi raised the mecharef megadif. She neviim or rishonim tiknu loyim beprokim. The neviim will mistake and say halal at special times. Lishavach voido. Could the Armina be avib sochim? Vizeh hakoy retomed beloy ito. And now that somebody says halal every single day, not at the right time, is enu elokim mizam ishir misloitzets. It's like stam you singing a song. It's not nice to stam to sing halal. So it's no good to say halal every single day. And for the Gemara, he meant to say it's good to say Psukah Zimra every single day. Shrashi Shnei Mizmorim Shel Hilulim Hallelu Es Hashem in Hashemayim Hallelu Kel B'Kodeshi. As Rashi learned, those are the two Iker Psukah Zimra. It's the middle Hallel that we say and the last Hallel that we say. Those two are the Iker Psukah Zimra. So it's remarkable to say this every single day. Right? Omer Rabbi Yosi, another midah is Yachelki Mimespaldim Yimdu Mechama. It's good to daven at the beginning of the Dumechama, either in the morning, that means by nates, when the sun first comes out, or also daven mincha right before Shkia. Ramer b'chiyah b'rab, Ramer b'yechidon. Mitzvah l'espalem dim Dumechama. It's a mitzvah daven shem esrei then, kevesikin, as soon as the sun rise. Omer abzera, my kro, where's the posig? Yeruchim shem shafnei yerech dor dorim. Drashi Dimdu Mechama Kishiyaduma Shachris, when the sun is still red, it just came up. Achrei Hanaitz, as soon as the Neitzachama, Miyati Yaduma, it's still red. The Arvis, who had been at nighttime, Samach Lishkiyosa, right before Shkia, that's the time to dive in Mincha. Im Hashemesh, Im Zrichosai, Lufnei Yereach, Koidem Or HaYereach, Or Shashemesh Lo Shloshoka. And right before the moon comes out, while the sun is still there, before Shkia, that's when you should dive in Mincha. V'yomer Rabbi Yosi Yechelki Mimeisei B'choli Mayim. He should be among the people that their misa should be from stomach problems. Why Choli Mayim? What's wrong with stomach problems? Well, what's good about stomach problems? The Yom Amar Ruban Shel Tzadikim Meisim B'choli Mayim. Rova that Tzadikim die because of Choli Mayim, stomach problems. So he wanted also to be like that. Drashi Shemiyasim B'yisurim Asmarkin Avnaseim. Rashlan Stamazai, the stomach gives you a lot of problems. But the Pshat is, they wanted to have their Oynish before they were maced, that all their Chatoim will be Nichbar in this world, and they wouldn't get another later. From Rabbi Yosi, Yechelke Mimeisei B'derech Mitzvah. I should be among the people that die while they're doing a mitzvah. Because even though Shluchim Mitzvah in the Zokin, doesn't mean why you're doing the mitzvah mamish. But Mishas Misi should be Yosik of thinking about trying to do a mitzvah. That means they were mekabel Shabbos early. The drashim of Neishia Mukis, since Tveria was deep, was like in a valley, it gets dark there while it's still daytime. Usvurim shechoshcho, and they thought, what, it gets dark early, they think it's Shabbos early. So the kid said, the mekabel Shabbos early in Tveria. Umimoitzoi Shabbos, he said, but at the end of Shabbos, he should be like people in Betzipori. What's in Tzipori, is it Rashi? Sheyoshev is Barosh Ahar. Tzipori, they have to live on top of the mountains. Uviyoike shechama shekah nirashom. Calls them on the shkia, the sun is going down, you can see the sun rays. Or God l'machem lotzeis. Kids on top of the mountains, when do you know it's light? When the sun is pitch dark. When the sun goes down altogether, that's called light by the mountains. So the kids, they said, it's good to be mekabel Shabbos early, and to make Moitzoi Shabbos as late as possible.
You should be upon the people that sit inside the Beis HaMedrash. So Trashim, Moshu Beis HaMedrash, Chazonim, the Chazonim of the Beis HaMedrash,
and Ma'asvei Talmidim Mechol Yom Lovi, and the people that call the Talmidim to come every day to learn. For Loi Mimamidim Beis HaMedrash, and not alone just to be from the Maimid of the Beis HaMedrash. Trashim, Memunim Leis Oichel, Loi Megi Yais Lamach Lechel.
Hey, you shouldn't be the guy that tells the people it's lunchtime. That you shouldn't be. Hey, tell the Talmidim it's time to stop learning, go to eat lunch. That's not so good. You better be the time to tell the Talmidim it's time to come into Shia. That's better.
Yom Rav Yosi, Yechelki Megaboi Tzedoka. I should be part of the people that collected Tzedoka. Let me Mechelki Tzedoka, and not the people that give out, divide out the money to the Aniyim. Shashim Mechelki Aniyim Tzedoka. They're in about Basra for Kama. Tzedoka Nigmas Bishnayim. You collect Tzedoka with two people. When the Mechelki is Bishloishim, when you divide it out to Aniyim, you have to have three people there. It's a big achrayus to give out the money. You have to make sure each oni needs it and how much he needs. Sometimes you make mistakes, you give one person too much. So it's a shver achrayus to give out the money. So you didn't want to take that achrayus, you'd rather be from the people who just collect and let somebody else give it out.
People are choshed, I did a chet, I did something wrong, and I didn't do it. That's a good zach, like you get schar for that.
Omer HaPapa, Lididi choshton, why have it be? People were choshed, I did something wrong, and he says, Klo, really, I didn't do that thing. Omer HaBiyasi, Chomosh Bilois Bialti, he has five beasts, it means with his wife. Vinatisi Chamisha Rosam Bisrael. As he meant to say, really, he had five children, and each son was Lamish and Oriz, was like an Oriz, a cedar tree, was a god of Israel. Oman, Inu, who are these five he had? Reb Yishmael, Reb Yasi, Reb Elozer, Reb Yasi, Reb Chalafta, Reb Yasi, Reb Avtilus, Reb Yasi, Reb Menachem, Reb Yasi. For the Morai, the Iker, Vadimus, and the Morai, Hainu Vadimus, Hainu Menachem, same person. The my Carl Le Vadimus, Sheponev Daimel Leveret. He looked so nice like a rose. His face looked like a rose. Fred Gemara Lemaim Rod Rabbi Yosi Mitzvah Sano Lekayim. But tell him he only had five bias with his wife his whole lifetime. So Mashi was a Mekayim Mitzvah Sano. I know at least once a week for Talmud Chacham. So how come he only had five bias? El Eima Chomash Bilois Baalti Veshanisi means five times he had a bias and then a second time right away. So Drashi Kedei Shius Chorim Diyom Amar Horoitze Shiyabonav Chorim Yivo Veyishna. Gemara in Erev, if you want to have boys, so have bias once. And then the second bia, your wife is already excited, so then she'll be Nizra first, and then you'll be, the Zera comes second, so you'll have a Zohar. Omer Rabbi Yosi, Miyomi Leikarisi Leishti Ishti. I never called my wife, or Lishar Rishar. I never called my ox an ox. Ela Leishti Beisi. I always called my wife house. Nor is to show that she's the equal of bias, and she has to take care of the house. Well, the Shari Sodai, I called my ox my field. In other words, he keeps me going. I get my panosa from my shore. He works for me. He's like my field. Trash la kris lish ishti. Sha'af sicha tchulen shli yeshtum re'menu chokhma. As even the way it spoke, his normal talking, you also learn chokhma from it. Ishti, basis of trashi, she ikka shobai. She's the ikka of the house. She has to take care of the house. The Shari Sodai, she ikka shel soda. Yechsev rabu tvuas v'keyach shor. That depends how good the ox works on the field, how much tfua will grow. So the ik of the field depends upon the ox. Omer Rabbi Yosi, miyomai lo nistakalti b'mila shali. He never looked at his mila. So drashi means meroif tznius. He's talking about his midas tznius that he had. He never looked at his mila. For the moraini, I go omer le rebbe, my time makor lechor Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Now the ask Rebbe, we know Rebbe had a name, Rabbeinu HaKodesh.
Why was he called Rabbeinu HaKodesh? Omalu miyomai lo neskalti the mila shali. Because I never looked at my mila. So mashma, this was a mida by Rabbi Rabbeinu HaKodesh. See, Rabbi Yossi also had this mida. So Rabbi Yossi also should have been called Rabbeinu HaKodesh. And the Gemara name, Rabbi Milsach Riti Heavy Bay. Rabbeinu HaKodesh had a bigger mila. So hichnis yodai tachas avneitun. He never put his hand below his belt. That's how much sneeze he had. Not only he never looked at his mila, but he never even went near it. He never even put his hand underneath his belt. So exactly what this means, I don't know if it means literally or not. The chalal, he never put on his shoes, I'm just so sure to say. But Rashi says, I mean, Rashi here, you're right. Rashi is here. Tachas av neitoi. No, and Rashi just says here, men avnet lamati here. Alright. V'yam Rav Yossi, miyomai loiro koiras besi imri chaluki. The walls of my house never saw the inside of my clothing. In other words, whenever he got undressed, he always had a robe around him. He never, asnias, he never let the walls see his underwear. Rom Rav Yossi, miyomai lo yavarti adibri chaveri. I never went kinegi what my chaverim told me. Yodei ani biyatzmi sheini koin. I know I'm not a koin. Im oimrum li chaveri olo lo duchin. If my chaverim will ask me, go and duchin, ani oila, he went up to duchin. Of course, I've been some modern, the chur is not allowed to do like this. So tell you this, the kasha. Ilu hayo oimrum li chaveri olo duchin. Lo yodari ma isa yesh bazeh. Yesh bazar oilu duchin. Im loy mishum rochel avatola shekanam armuter lavorech es Yisrael. Of course, it's a brochel of atola. Only a kain could do it, and not in Yisrael. So, Kvegi is a kashas mash from other places that there is an Yisra asay for Yisrael to be el luduchin. The mitzvah is only upon a kain, not upon a Yisrael. But some want to say the Yisra asay is to go out to duchin, b'shas duchinin. But stam, any time, stam to say brichas kanim, there wouldn't be any Yisra. Right? Rabbi Yisra, I'm not clear, but he said that when his chaverim told to do it, he listened to his chaverim and he did it. Yeah. I never said something and then I should be chayzer from it. Trashi shimbo mi shomati olov dova. V'sholem amati kein olov lo chazati biloimer any kedvorov. Shlofishe metchila emes amati ksova kalmisya dimisamron v'yafei mora lesbe mishal nishna bishna. Hey, whatever, al sloshin hora. Whatever he said something in front of the Bible, he said it once, he wasn't chayzer. If he said it, he held what he said was right. Omer Rav Nachman, Taisili dekayamti gimul sudis b'shabes. Taisili mitrish, I should be zoichet to have tzchar, because I have mekayim, shalosh sudis, I ate shalosh sudis on Shabbos. Omer Rav Yehuda, Taisili, I should be zoichet, dekayamti iyun tefillah. I used to daven good with a lot of kavona. Omer Rav Huna, bread of Yeshua, Taisili, so right, he's all man yom saying, shot that these midas help you a lot. It's a chashuv thing. Tastely, I should be zeicha to loy sagina dal damas begila rosh. I never walk dal damas without wearing a yarmulke begila rosh with an uncovered head. Omer Rashi's tastely the kiyamti mitzvah tefillin. There's mekayim mitzvah tefillin. Of Yom Rav Nachman tastely the kiyamti mitzvah tzitzis. I was makbid always to mekayim mitzvah tzitzis. So Drashi the kiyamti mitzvah tefillin means shloy holach arba amas bloy tefillin vechenin tzitzis. That's the Chiddush. Not that they stamp put it on, but he never walked down the Amos throughout the day without wearing tefillin or tzitzis. Omalei Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, braid the rabba. Ovuch, b'may zoyet tvei, what was your father more nizarin? Omalei b'tzitzis. He was nizarin tzitzis. What happened? Yoyim echad hevi kosolik b'darga. He was going down the ladder. Ifsik lechuto. And one string of the tzitzis fell off, got cut off from the tzitzis. Well, like Nochus, he stood on the ladder. He didn't go down the ladder. But Yosef, Kama Deloy Rami, he didn't move from the ladder until first he had somebody come there and bring him a new pair of tzitzis and put on the tzitzis. Then he moved. That's how makpid was upon tzitzis, not to move without the tzitzis. Where Abaye said, when I used to see Tzumim Rabbanu Poshim means young Tamidim, Tisholim Mesechta, when they finished learning a whole Mesechta, Avidna Yoyim Etevul Rabbanu. This is the Makor to make it seem, when you finish learning a Mesechta, Abaye said, when he saw the Tamidim,